Hey folks, this audio recording gives you a little bit of information about your audience analysis. Now, your audience analysis is going to be based on the final project for this course. So before you start listening to this audio recording or you start reading this information, make sure you go and read the description for the final project in this course, because it'll give you an idea as far as the audience, what we're talking about. For this assignment, you are going to be making up the audience. Base the audience, you're going to be presenting how to conduct business in a specific culture or country of your choosing, and you're going to be writing to business executives. Now, those business executives, you're going to need to analyze those business executives for me. Now, of course, you're sitting there going, well, what business executives are you talking about? Think of maybe a past supervisor or current supervisor that you have right now, and think about how he or she likes to receive information, what they're looking for when they're receiving information, and if you needed to present a report or a presentation on how to conduct business in, say, China to your particular company, what kind of information does that executive want? So you're going to select the executive and kind of come up with a description of who this person is or who this group of people might be. Now, again, when you conduct or create this audience analysis, you're going to write a memo report. And a memo report or a short report needs to have a header. So you need to make sure that you have a to, a from, a subject line, and a date. Make sure the subject line is specific as possible. And you need to flesh out who this audience is. Who are these executives that you're writing your final report or your final presentation to? So you can look at Figure 2.1 in the audience analysis questions in Module 2, and you can find Module 2 in the course content area for the course modules. You can also look at Chapter 2 in your text. It gives a wide variety of information. You'll need to look at your primary and your secondary audience. Your primary audience is basically going to be the audience, those executives who are going to look at the report, look at the presentation, or be present for the presentation so that they can implement the information you're giving them. But there may be other people who are outside of the parameter of the primary audience who are also interested in the information. Maybe a CEO who may not be actually conducting business outside the company, but might be interested in knowing. Or it could be some subordinates or what have you who are also interested in the information, but may not be actively using that information. So you'll need to think about what the audience, who the audience is, what their needs are, what their attitudes are, perhaps their expectation, and how they're going to actually use a document. Are you writing a report that they're going to actually carry with them? Are you giving them a presentation so that they are empowered with knowledge so they can go and conduct the business outside of the US? Now, you'll need to make sure that you identify the topic of your final project in your introduction. So one thing that you'll need to think about when you put together your audience analysis, it needs to be a memo report. Remember when you're writing a memo report or what we talked about when writing a business letter or a memo, that you need to have some sort of purpose statement at the very beginning. Your introduction should be at least two sentences long. State the purpose of why you're writing. You're going to address me as audience. As far as for your audience analysis. So when you're writing the to, it's going to be to Professor Wendy McDonough. It's going to be from you, the student, and then you're going to identify who the audience is that you're writing for. When it comes to the final project for this course, you're going to need to cite all the sources that you use. And we'll talk about conducting research this week, whether you're going to use personal interviews or if you're going to use a UMUC library databases. Make sure that when you submit your memo for your audience analysis, that is in the memo format, that you single space within paragraphs, skip space in between paragraphs, that you use a purpose statement, that each paragraph addresses at least two or three sentences, and that you group your paragraphs by topics. So only address one topic per paragraph. Be sure that you use active voice, you use chunking, you use listing, perhaps you use headings as well. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'm looking forward to reading your assignments.